Okay, we are on Samech Hayamud Beis at the Mishnah, new perek. Metzias Aisha Umaisi Adeha Labala. If a woman finds something, Metzia or Maisi Adeha, what she does, it works, these things go to the husband. And it was a Takanas Chachamim because of Eva, so he shouldn't hate her because here he's giving for supporting her, feeding her, and you know he's getting nothing out of it. So this, therefore, we give him these things. Metzias Maisida. Yerushasa, what she inherits, pashas from her side, from her father, from her father's side. The din is suochel perseh becha, means that whatever, if she inherits these things, so we take them, we sell them, we buy karka, and the karka remains hers in the event that he dies or they get divorced, that it goes back to her, and he can, in the meantime, though, he can eat the pears. Boshta upkama shala. So boshta upkama is not the normal. When we talk about boshta upkama here, boshta upkama means the payments for when somebody is maziker, right? Nezek, damages. So there's we have tsar, reaper, sheves, boshes, whatever. So here we're talking about boshes and busha, and upkama is nezek, the actual nezek payment. So the Tanakhama says shala, they go to her. Rabbi Yehuda and Meseir Omer, Bizma, it depends. He argues. So he says the husband does get a chalak. It just depends. Bizma and Shavaseser, then la shnei chalakim, velo echad. But if it's something that you can't see, the damage you can't see on her, so therefore she gets most of it, because he's not affected that much by it. So therefore she gets two thirds and he gets one third. Bizma and Shavagaloi, but if it's an open, and therefore he's affected by it also, then it's the opposite way around. Then lo shneikal, he gets two thirds, vila echad, and she gets one third. Shelo yinasen miyad, mishela yilakach beim karka v'hu ochel peros. So his chelek in these things, koni rehudim emesera, he gets it right away, on the spot, and hers though, her chelek, or chalakim, you again buy karka and with it and the money, and again the husband eats the pears. Says Rashi, Mitzias Isha v'Yerushasa, Im Naflala Yerusha. What Yerusha we're talking about when it falls to her? So then we buy karka. We said, and he who ochel pears bechaya v'keren shala lishnachrina v'Mesa bechaya Yerusha. The Yerusha here is talking about if she dies in his lifetime. Okay, bizman shebegalui shaboses shalo, that if it's open, so it's embarrassing for him to, you know, this thing happened to his wife. Ve'od she nimeset alav v'hu sovel, and also she's degrades her in his eyes, and therefore he suffers that way. Yilakech bam karka sharei ze b'shakishar nechasim hanoflim lahen hanoflim la shehen tluim. And therefore, you buy the karka, and which is remains hers. And he who ochel peras bechaya bekeren shalai yimegashena or yamut bim tamut he yorsha. And if she dies, he's yorsha. Okay. Gemara, my kamashmalan. So what's the chiddush? And we said in the Mishnah that husband gets the mitzia and the maisiadea of the wife. Tanina. It's a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says earlier on we learned Ha'avza kai bebito b'kdusha b'kesef b'shtar u'bebiya, that this is right now talking about a father and a daughter, that if a daughter is still a ketana or a naira, so the father is zochin different things. He gets her kedusha b'kesef if he's mekadosher, which is a right to do, so he gets the kesef kedushin u'bishtar, that we give the father the shtar kedushin u'bebiya, that he can give over his daughter against her will, even for bia, for kedushin to somebody. And zakai is the part we need. Zakai b'mitziyasa b'maisiyadea, that the father gets the mitziyas and the maisiyadaim of his daughter. Uba fars nedarei, and he can make for her nedari. And if she's engaged and gets divorced before she becomes a bogeres, then mikabel eskita, the father receives her get. But the father cannot eat pair us if some Yerusha comes to the his daughter, he cannot eat pears, the father. Okay, so that's all time of father and daughter. However, the Mishnah continues over there that Nises, if she gets married, Yaser alav habal, she will kill pears b'chaya. So the husband has all these things that we said over here that the father has to the daughter, plus that he also gets the pears. So here we see b'feresh that, like we said in our Mishnah, that the Metzias Isha and Maisia Deah go to the husband, because it's the husband gets exactly the same thing as the father, and the father gets these things. So what's the Chiddush in our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, you're right, it's not a Chiddush, we know that already, but the reason why we said it is Boshta Pagama Yitzchichilei. We did it, we just wrote it, Agav, the Boshin and Pagam, which we do need in our Mishnah, because that's something different that we didn't know, and it's Plukta to Rabbi Yehuda and Mesev Rabbanan in our Mishnah, right? So we want to bring out this Machloikis. The Rabbanan says Boshin and Pagam all go to her, whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Mesev said no, as he saw, so it could be sometimes the husband gets one third, sometimes two thirds. So to bring out this Machloikis, that's why the main reason why we brought this Mishnah. Okay, Rashi Tanina Beperek Nara Yeser Alav Abal Alma. What do we see? That the Abal is Zachai Bekulon. He gets everything plus. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tani Tana Kamed Rabba. So a Tana here doesn't mean a Tana. It's a Tana Namora. It's a Namora who is a expert in Brises, and he was saying over Brises in front of Rava. And he said the following, Mitziyasa Isha Le'atzma, that if a woman finds something, she gets to keep it, like we saw in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Omer Labaila, that the husband gets to keep the Mitziyas. Excuse me, our Mishnah, we said, like Rabbi Kiva, right, that the husband gets the Mitziyas. So now, Amar Lei, but now Rava, I was listening to this person saying over the Brises. So he heard this, and he didn't agree. He said, how could that be? How could it be that Rabbi Akiva held that the husband gets the Metzia? Hashta Uma Hadafa. We return to some of them and all. The Maisiya Deahi, that Maisiya, what's Hadafa? Hadafa is, if she does extra Maisiya Daim, a certain amount that she has to do of her husband, it goes to the husband. But what if she does beyond that amount? So what goes beyond goes to the husband, as we're going to see. Amar Rabbi Kiva held la'atzma, that she gets it. So Metzias lo kol shekein, right? In other words, Maisi Yadayim, which is a husband thing. You know, he gets her Maisi Yadayim. And so the Hadafa, okay, you can hear that it's really a husband thing. Maybe he should get that also. It says no. Says Rabbi Kiva goes to the woman. So if Maisi Yadayim, which is something that is normally it's a husband thing to get, yet he gets the extra. So surely Kol Shekein, the Mitzia, she should get. The Tanan, where do we see the Rabbi Kiva held this way? Konam. Shani Osalapicha. The woman says, makes a neder that she's not going to do for her husband. Her husband can't get hana from her. So Eino Sarich Lafir. The Baal does not have to even make for this. Since she's Meshubat, she has to do for him. The Maisi Daya has to go to her husband. Mashem Rabbi Kiva, everything, even the Hadafa. Even what's extra Maisi Daya. He doesn't have to do even that. He doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to make for anything because she can't say this. She's Meshubat, everything to him. The Etzim Maisi Daya, the Hadafa, everything. Rabbi Kiva Mer, no, Yafer, Shemet Tadifalav, Yotir Mina Ra'ui. Rabbi Kiva argues, no, that she will worry that she's going to do extra, and the extra goes to her, and therefore, he has to, if he wants to have enough from it, he has to make sure he's therefore made for the netter. So, what do we see? That, as we said, the extra goes to her, and therefore Mitzia also should goes to her. So how can we say that it goes to the Baal, according to Rabbi Kiva? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Ela Epuch. Therefore, we have to switch around the Shitas. You have to say the following, that Mitzia Seisha, the Tanakama held the Baala, and Rabbi Kiva held La Atzma. So, to straighten things out. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, the praise before. Hadafa im tase melacha yoter mimasha pasku lachachamim. She does extra than she has to. The ma'isi yadeh v'shayach lemeimar shiyeh shelo. So the extra, so I have to say it's hers because it's ma'isi yadayim are his type of thing. The ma'isi yadayim tachas amitzonos that he's received ma'isi yadayim because he feeds her. Konam Rashini osa lepicha says Rashi ma'ashani osa yehei konam lepicha. What I do, nor my husband get hana from. Ain't a tzarich lafair. Why? The mishabdal. Yeah, she has to. Bafilu l'shem atadif nami lochachim. We're not even worried that she's going to do extra. Why? Because the e hamadafa nami labalud. Even that goes to the husband. She said Rabbi Kiva, no, shem atadif adafa dida who belongs to her. And therefore she has to make for it. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now, Baha ki asa Rabin. We're asked when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadafa Bahadafa Shelo Ayde Dachak Kuli Alma Lo Pligi the Ba. He pligi Badafa Shel Ayde Dachak Tanakama Savar La Bala Rabbi Kiva Savar La Yatzma. So he clarified things and he said, "This Machalikas we have Tanakama Rabbi Kiva about this." About the Metzias Isha, whatever. So it's fair. Why? Because we have Rabbi Yochanan said that Legabe Hadafa, if it's Shelo Yedei Lechak, in other words, she does extra, but it was very easy. It's not like she has to put any major effort into producing, you know, this like work hard extra hours and stuff like that. It just came very easily. So that everybody holds that it goes to the husband. And again, the husband gets the ma'isi yadayim, and the extra ma'isi yadayim that she very easily produces, everybody agrees that also goes to the husband. But where do they argue? They argue only in a hadafish that's not, that is al yadei adachak. It is hard, she puts in extra hours, she takes a second job, something, this wasn't easy. That's where we have a machloikas. That's what Tanakama said, that still goes to the husband. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, that already goes to her. So now the Gemara assumed that where do we put Mitzia? Into what category? Would that be like work that comes easy, extra, like work that comes easy, or is it like work that comes hard? So the Gemara understood that, like easy, you know, Mitzia, found a Mitzia, big deal. You didn't put in any effort. So there we said everybody agrees that it goes to the husband. So if Metzia is like Hadafa Shaloya De Lechak, that everybody holds that it goes to the husband, and so it should be no machloikas. So how could Rabbi Kiva say that Metzia is Leatzma, that she gets to keep it? Shluchur, everybody should hold it goes to the husband. So the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, no, Metzia sa Kadava Shal Yede Lechak Tami. And therefore, Plukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. No, Metzia is not easy. As Rashi explains, that there's mitzias that are, a lot of mitzias are like things that you find, but you have to put work into actually getting it. And therefore, it goes into that category, and therefore, in fact, it's a machloikas, and therefore, this the same machloikas of Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, it's a C Rashi on that. Sheloi dechdechak, kagon shehi eranis. Ubalas malacha. She's really like swift, and she does malacha really easily. Quick. So that extra, that we're saying everybody holds close to the husband. Al yedei dachak gon she dachka atzma vedifa. She worked really hard, extra, and so that's where the machloikas is. V'ha'ak yata rabin v'kasal chadatach. At this point, the mitziyas as kadav hashelo yedei dachaki. We assumed at this point that mitziyah is like lo yedei dachak. V'echi pligi basako debi machloikas. Basako Rabbi Kiva said it goes to her. Mishani, Amar Papa, no, Mitzias is kadafasha al yedei dechaku. The rob Mitzias, because most Mitzias, he says, sarich lachzor achareim. You have to work for them. Kugon dagim shenisharu biyabasha. In other words, if the river washed fish on the shore, so okay, it's a fine, but you gotta gather them, whatever, it takes effort, right? Otzvi shavur, or it's a broken deer that you have to get, schlep, or whatever. Or the chapes, the sima bakarka, if there's a treasure in the ground that you have to go digging for it, or whatever. So they take effort. And therefore, it goes into that category, and that's where the machlik is. Now we have a couple of questions. Myra Papa. Back to the Gemara. Asa lo shtayim bevasachadma. What if she does two malachas at once. You know, in other words, she is simultaneously doing two different things. And now what? Is that called al yadei adachak, where there's a machloikas? Or is it called not al yadei adachak, and therefore everybody says it goes to the husband? And by Ravina, even more. What about Shlosha or Arba Bavasachad? Let's say she does three or four. Rashi's going to say, how's that possible? Three or four malachas at one time, then what? Is that called maybe Al Deachak or not? Again, Ma was the din, says the Gemara Teku. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Ashtaim Shlosh Varba Bavatachad. For example, let's say she's Shomeris Kishui. She's watching, she's a shomeret. She's watching these kishuim. But at the same time, tava pishtan, she's spinning flax, and she's milamevet shir lenashim, she's teaching shir to women, vischar, and getting paid for it. And mechamemes beitzim b'cheka. At the same time, she's warming eggs in her lap. Or beitzei tolaim hoasim ameshi l'shenashim mechamemet, or these eggs of these worms that she's also warming, that in order to get that you get the silk from in her lap. Behem notzrim, and then they're born like that. Ma'u mihave ki al yedei adachak olo. Right, so she's doing all these things, and a lot of they don't have to actually, physically do them. She's watching things, she's mechameming, so that's fine. It's sitting in her lap, she has to actively do things. Anyways, so is that called the Chak or not? The Gemara leaves it unanswered. Okay, next, we learned in our Mishnah, Bosha Pugama, right, that she gets, it's a machloikas, whether the Bosha Pugama means the busha that she receives from somebody, or Nezek. So Tanakhama says everything goes to her. And we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera says that they split. Matkif la Rava bar Rav Hanan. He doesn't understand. How could it be that a person is